Thank you so much for coming to the session. Let me start with that. And so my name is Carmen Nevadas, and I am Vice President of the Public Health Institute, which is located in Oakland, California. I guess about my background, I'm past president of the association, and thank you very much, and also past president of the Northern California affiliate. That's probably enough that you need to know about me for this. So what I wanted to talk about is what we've been doing together with Mexico. And really, I wish I was going to say that the California affiliate has been doing amazing things with Mexico, but I can't say that, so I'm not going to. I can't lie. But first, no disclosure issues. There's a very interesting thing about California. We have two affiliates. There's a Northern California affiliate and there's a Southern California affiliate. And that grows out of some very long history, not the least of which is that there's a very strong focus of public health in Southern California, but there's also a very strong and different focus of public health in Northern California that was really pretty much wedded to the history, the fact that the state health department and state public health has always been in Northern California. So there you go. And so we've tried many efforts in trying to bring ourselves together and work collaboratively on projects, and we have worked on many, but Mexico has not really been one of them. However, I do want to sort of start by saying that it is not within our vision and our views that this is a very important issue, the relationships with Mexico, and here's the reason. There's 14 million Latinos in California, almost 30% of the population, 8 million are Mexican origin, and we're home to the largest number of Latinos of any state in the country. So I think that people have really started to recognize how important these relationships might be, especially when you think about the fact that way up in Monterey County, which is up near San Francisco, we have outbreaks that need to be investigated that are directly related to the transport of food products and other kinds of products that come from southern Mexico. So as people have become to have really started to recognize not just that Mexico is not, you know, just a big group of people, but very distinct communities throughout the country that we need to understand. Each county in California has different communities that tend to come. So that's been a very interesting revelation from the California perspective. And although I want to say again that the affiliates themselves have not recently undertaken initiatives, the people who are active in the affiliates have. And so that's the work that I'm going to talk about. I want to say that, wrong direction. Okay. A lot of the work that has been conducted in California has been either organized or facilitated in some way or another with the state Department of Public Health, which had until that's the new name. It had been part of Health Services, and now there is an independent Department of Public Health. And the Department of Public Health actually has an office called the California Office of Binational Border Health. Just so that you know, it was established in 99 by law, and it has been, it's had its bumps and in the road, just like everybody else, but at this point, I think it started to get a very, very good, strong focus. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the areas that that we have been working on. This is a statement of COBBH's mission, to facilitate communication, coordination, and collaboration between California and Mexico health officials, health professionals, and communities in order to optimize border and binational health. And then I want to say something about the advisory board, because that's where the affiliates and members of the affiliates have been very, very active. So the advisory board is very active with COBBH, and we represent and I'm on that advisory board, we represent a broad spectrum of expertise. We represent all of California, and we represent a whole series of issue areas. So there are some folks that are working directly on healthcare access, other folks working on prevention and advocacy, others in local government, legislative advocacy. Telehealth is also an area where we're bringing some real focus and some expertise to the office and how the office conducts itself with respect to its relationship with Mexico. One of the things that's on the internet and available for anybody that's interested is that it is mandated to produce an annual report, and the current annual report on border health status was published in the year 2012. So it's up to date as I think that we can get. A number of divisions within the state health department contributed to this report, and it's quite helpful. Part of the mission is to assess, monitor, and report on border and binational public health issues, and some examples of those where they were important were increase in meningitis cases, hepatitis A outbreaks, binational infectious disease surveillance collaboration, and that's really been one of the key areas which for us has been very important. Promoting and optimizing communication, coordination, collaboration. In April of this year, there was a meeting between Baja and California health officials, and the purpose is, as was stated in that sort of third bullet, bringing together 35 public, private, academic institutions to talk about how to coordinate and collaborate better. One of the ongoing activities of COBBH has been to build capacity. And they've done that through a number of trainings, through developing materials, but not just developing materials to sit on a shelf, but actually work with people to get those materials into the community. All of these things are on the web in case anybody is looking for any of the specific resources in the Department of Public Health, California Department of Public Health, COBBH, is what you would look for. Increasing awareness about border and binational public health issues. Again, the collaboration on Binational Health Week has always involved many, many people from across California in working both in wherever the meeting has been, and sending people into Mexico every year to the Summer Institute on Migration and Global Health, which is held in various locations. The Public Health Law and Science, a seminar for California judges, that's really been important. It's important to remember that we don't get anything done without the support of the legal community, and this is really someplace where there's an opportunity that we can't miss. There has been a lot of work on environmental health because there's been quite a lot of activism around pesticide-related illnesses, and so two of the members of our advisory body have been very involved in being clear that the department needs to work very hard in that area and have contributed to this report on diseases, pesticide-caused diseases, and getting those materials out. Public health emergency coordination has been an important area, and then there is the issue of infectious disease. And I think that's the end of my slides, but I wanted to bring up a couple of things that I've learned ever since I was the president of the Northern California affiliate. Around the year 1999, I kind of realized that we hadn't had any formal meetings in any past time that anyone could remember between the health officials in California and the health officials in Baja. And we started thinking about that, and we thought, you know, this is ridiculous. If we haven't had a formal meeting between health officers and health officials, what's wrong with this picture? And so we organized one. And so in 2000, all the health officers, almost 100% of them from California, 49 counties, got down to Tijuana, and we had a day one meeting in collaboration with the Baja Authority, and on day two we had a meeting in San Diego, and we had the opportunity then for everyone to get to meet everyone. And I underscore this because it was really important that people understand and meet and see and touch and feel the expertise that's available if you just get to know someone. That there was a tremendous amount of ground that was covered at that point, and it really did start to help the people in California to better understand there are people you can call when there's an issue, and to help the people in Baja understand there are people you can call when there's an issue that you think is a cross-border issue. An example of that was a program that I think has just, until fairly recently, had been funded, that was operating on both sides of the border with the cooperation of the Tijuana Health Authority and the San Diego County Public Health Authority to bring drugs, direct observed treatment to multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis patients that lived in Tijuana and probably worked in the U.S. It's a very active border. So this was done by training promotoras who lived in Tijuana but who worked as employees of the San Diego County Public Health Department and who went and found people and did DOT with them. The drugs were obtained through the green light mechanism. Green light? Is that right? It's green light through the green light mechanism and also supported by, at the time, CDC Public Health in San Diego and a private foundation. So that's a really, in my opinion, a very, very solid example of collaboration, the kind of very focused project that brings a huge amount of value because somebody had the persistence and made the connections and made the collaboration happen. A couple of other examples of the kinds of binational meetings that I think have been very helpful. My own organization, Public Health Institute, invited the then Vice Minister of Prevention to join our board of directors. And we hadn't ever had an international member. And he was actually in his third term under a third president working in that position under Julio Frank. And he was very, very helpful to us in terms of understanding what were the kinds of priorities that they had at the national, at the federal level in Mexico, and what kinds of resources and how they were thinking about things like quality improvement, how they were using data in order to push states into certain understanding their public health issues in a different and new way. And we maintained a very good relationship with that person, Roberto Tapia Conyer, who now just happens to be the president and CEO of the Carlos Slim Foundation. Now, they only fund in Mexico, but it's really good that he has had that background and that he's now trying to push health forward and that we've continued to maintain a relationship with him. And just to give you an example, because he's the kind of person that he is and he understands the value of relationships, he invited us down to meet with all his heads of departments. And we learned so much in doing that in terms of how did they see chronic disease prevention, what were the strategies that they were using, how were they using data to produce change, how were they, the federal government of Mexico doesn't have the same kind of authority that the states have. So how do you get a federal government that can't just tell everybody to do this, you'll treat tuberculosis this way? How do you get the states to do it? And they were using quality improvement principles in a very, very active way. It was really helpful for us to learn that that's what they were doing, because then we started to think about how do we bring that kind of process and thinking into our own work in public health. And I'm happy to say I was on a plane yesterday coming back from Oaxaca. And I wished I had had enough time to make this into a slide, but as I pulled down the tray table on the plane, there was a sticker right there that was sponsored by the Department of the Secretaría de Salud, that said, "Checate, mídete, muévete," with three little icons. Get yourself checked up, watch what you eat, and move. And it says, "Más vale prevenir." And from my perspective, having followed what has been happening at the federal level for these years, it was so wonderful to see a national campaign around that's really very, in many ways, just very translatable into what we're doing here, which is nice when both sides kind of talk about the same thing, using somewhat of the same conversation in order to bring a culture of prevention into the daily language. And while I was there, we saw many more people riding bicycles, talking about walking. It was really surprising. This is southern Mexico. It's a poor part of Mexico. It's not that big, it's not a big, huge urban kind of area. And to see the culture change was just really very heartwarming to me. So it's about, the collaboration is about first starting to get to meet people and just get to know them and how valuable that's been, I think, for all of us in California.